Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Menashe. On today's show, we're taking a look at a study that was authored by three researchers headed by a professor at Purdue University. The other two researchers are from the College of William and Mary and the Chinese University of Hong Kong. The purpose of the study was to examine the impact of short-term rental bans on the long-term rental market. There's many different types of ordinances affecting short-term rentals, but the truth is most municipalities do not enforce these ordinances. The end result is that most of the rules are just ignored by landlords. This particular study zeroed in on Irvine, California, which is one of very few communities that actually does enforce its ban on short-term rentals in properties that have residential zoning. Now, if you've spent any time in Southern California, you know that the entire area is essentially one continuous city. The only way you would know that you are now in another city is because there's a sign welcoming you to the new city. Otherwise, there's no obvious boundary. If you work in Irvine, you would probably happily drive a few minutes more from Costa Mesa or Newport Beach or Laguna Beach or any of a number of communities in the area if you can find a place to rent at a respectable price. The study found that the actual contracted rental prices reflect the supply-demand equilibrium, whereas asking rents are generally higher than the actual contracted rent. That's no surprise. The study found that in the case of Irvine, the number of Airbnb listings declined by 27% within 2 years of the ban. The study also examined short-term rental activities in the neighboring cities where there was no short-term rental ban in effect. The study found that within 3 years of the ban, enough new supply had been brought back into the market that there was an observed decline of the contracted rental pricing of 3%, or the equivalent of $114 per unit across the entire market. The study found that the rental price reduction was particularly pronounced for those properties that were most similar to the typical long-term rental product. Now, short-term rental ordinances fall into a few different categories. Some are rent caps, which limit the maximum number of days where a property can be rented on a short-term basis, and others are outright bans. The study found that it's time-consuming for cities with limited resources to enforce the rules. The net result is that most cities don't enforce the regulations at all. Other studies confirm that in some cities, like New York, 85% of short-term rental listings are in fact illegal. The study by Van Holm, published in 2020, found there was a reduction in short-term rental listings following the implementation of a new ordinance, but the growth in short-term rental resumed pretty quickly thereafter. Now, this was not a very easy study to undertake. The researchers had a number of variables to deal with simultaneously. And, of course, there was a pandemic underway at the time. Rents were increasing nationwide, including in Irvine, California. So when the research speaks of a decline in rents, it's not a real decline in absolute terms. What it means is that rents rose more slowly compared with the other control groups, that is, the neighboring cities. In 2019, the gap between asking and contracted rents was about $50. As time went on throughout the pandemic, asking rents increased sharply in 2021, but the actual contracted rent did not increase in keeping with the asking rents. The gap between asking rents and contracted rents increased to $100, at one point exceeded $200 before settling back around a $150 gap between asking rents and contracted rents. Now in Irvine, the number of short-term rental listings was about 1,200 on a population of 300,000. The average household size is 2.67, and there's about 110,000 households in total. So 1,200 listings is about 1% of the market, and about 27% of those got converted back to long-term rentals. That might be enough supply to change the supply-demand balance. What is not clear is whether the supply benefit to the market from the short-term rental ban would in fact have a sustained benefit to the market, because the study was simply conducted over too short a time period. This academic paper is about 32 pages in length, and no doubt it's going to be cited by numerous advocacy groups around the nation as a quality piece of research. The authors of the paper were very focused on reduction of short-term rentals as the primary source of supply entering the market. But as developers, we know that construction is another source of supply entering the market. It is possible that maybe Irvine had more rental housing constructed during that time period compared with the surrounding cities, and that contributed additional supply to the market. We just don't know because the research failed to consider that aspect. We know that rental pricing follows the laws of supply and demand. And if you're going to be looking at the supply side of the equation, you have to assess the impact of all sources of supply entering the market, not just short-term rental to long-term rental conversions. Unfortunately, the paper made no reference to new supply. In fact, the word construction doesn't appear even once in the 32-page paper. I had to read this paper twice looking for flaws in their logic and conclusions. The first time I read it, the research seemed well-structured and the authors were clearly trying to make sure that their conclusions were not biased. But often, when work is done in an academic setting, devoid from the input of industry, the result can be a blind spot, and failing to take new construction into account, at least in my view, is a massive blind spot. Perhaps this research, further augmented with construction taken into account, might yield some useful results. As you think about that, have an awesome rest of your day. Go make some great things happen. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.